challenges is, does he present that are unique? You see a lot of big guys now in the NFL, big receivers.
Yeah.
What makes him maybe the main
perhaps? It's a combination of, size, speed, ability to do things after the catch with the ball, go track the ball. And despite him being a big physical guy, he's a good route runner. So I think that's the area, where he's really improved with working with Peyton and the timing of it. But that's what allows you to be special. There are a lot of big, talented guys, but not everybody can run precise routes and understand how to get off press and get off jams and read coverages and all those types of things. He's worked hard at all that, and he's a really good player for us to go against every day.
Jack, did you see some growth in Terrence Knighton's leadership last year?
I did. I thought he stepped up, especially when Vic was out. I thought Terrence stepped up, had a big year for us, really played well down the stretch. And, he's now a real anchor for our front. As not only physically, he's a very strong, talented guy, but also the leadership abilities he brings.
You lost voices in that locker room, like Champ and Wesley Woodyard. We asked DeMarco about being a leader, and he said it needs to kind of happen organically. He needs to sit back and let it happen. How do you develop leaders now with this group, this defense this year after losing Champ?
Well, the biggest way is as coaches, we provide a blueprint. We provide kind of a map for them, but, then they have to take it and make it their own. So, the interaction they have, the time they spend, lifting weights and running, different guys emerge. Guys earn the respect of their peers. And I think as you play and as you're here and as you show that you're a guy that can be counted on, then your voice becomes a little more important. And so that's why I think you kind of grow into it. Very rarely does a guy just plug himself and say, hey, I'm the leader.
Right.
So as coaches, that's something that we encourage, obviously, for guys to step up and take charge and be accountable and take responsibility for each other.
Do you worry about that void being filled, or do you figure it'll take care of itself?
I feel good about our group. I think we have a good group.
Vaughn coming back, obviously exciting as much as anyone coming back.
Yep.
What have you seen from Vaughn so far?
Well, he's just working hard. He is able to participate a little bit in the individual stuff. And, right now, until we get the green light, that's what he'll do. So, I know he's, like many of the guys that we're getting back, he's excited to be back out on the grass and moving around with his teammates and looking forward to what this year might bring for us.
Yesterday after practice, he pulled Laurenti McCray aside or vice versa, and Vaughn showing him some pass rush stuff. When you see Vaughn doing that, what's your reaction, or how does that make you feel, I guess?
Well, it's part of the natural evolution of things for a guy that comes in. The first year, he's just trying to find out where to go and what to do and be on time. And the next year, you get a little more comfortable. Here he is now several years in. When he got here, guys helped him. Elvis helped him. So now I think he sees himself in a little more of a veteran role, that the guy that's been here understands what it takes, trying to give some words of encouragement, a couple pointers to other players. That's good stuff.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Thanks.